Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Jim, you like trivia, right?
Oh, yeah, sure, Patrick. I've been known to play a few rounds of pub trivia.
Okay, so here's one for you. Can you name a singer who sounds great with both a Sweet and a Travis?
Easy. That Bangle Girl. Okay, it's a new week, and yep. We have a lot of listener calls to get to this week. We're behind, as we mentioned, we're behind a bit on the new music front, but that's okay.
Yeah.
This would be a good week. You know, people have extra time. It's a holiday week. They can really
that's
sit
right.
and kind of like listen to this stuff and discover some new tunes. Right?
Totally. Gather the whole family around the radio and just, or the podcast machine and just you know, listen to everything new. Yep.
I think that's a good way to do it.
Yep.
I think this is going to be really interesting. You know, this Thanksgiving, they're saying like people shouldn't travel and shouldn't go to big family yeah. gatherings and stuff. And so my sense is people are probably going to have a lot of extra time on their hands, right?
Just, yeah, you know, I would think so. And it's not like they're going to be busting out of those to go to those Black Friday sales either.
No, so. That's a good point too.
Yeah.
So let us be your family this
there
week.
There you go.
How about that? All right.
The dysfunctional family you never had.
There you go. All right. So we are Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And once a month, we revisit the previous month and mm-hmm. talk about some new music that was released in that particular month. And lately, it's really grown into this big thing. And
yeah.
listeners are involved. And you're going to hear from various listeners all this week with their new music picks, starting with two listeners today. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we always, always kick it off with Stephen Routledge.
Yep. Got to give praise where praise is due. He's got it. The man, myth, and the legend. Stephen Routledge from Scotland. He's got it. Man, myth, and the legend. Known as Stephen Routledge. Is about to serve.
All right, and our thanks, as always, to Nicholas Nygaards for
yes.
recording that Routledge theme music. It is awesome.
So beautiful. Yeah, it really is.
Okay, let's get to Stephen's message.
Hi, Jim and Patrick, faithful interns and fellow Rocking the Suburbs listeners. Stephen Routledge here, calling in from Scotland with my new music picks. Given that we are talking about Rocktober, it seems only appropriate to start with a couple of hard-rocking tunes. First up is Halfway Down, from the new solo album CMFT. By Slipknot and Stone Sour frontman Corey Taylor. The whole album rocks seriously hard, whilst being stylistically closer to the Stone Sour sound rather than the crushing heaviosity of Slipknot. In fact, I would say that this is one for the classic rock fans, drawing as it does on AC/DC, Thin Lizzy et al. Far more than Taylor's metal influences. A modern, muscular, hard rock sound. Next up, and equally hard rocking, if much more in the alternative indie field, is Sabotage Looks Easy, from In Memory of My Feelings, by Catherine Ann Davis and Bernard Butler. The album as a whole didn't do it for me, although there are a couple of other standout tracks, such as I Know and No More Tears to Cry, to be found on there. Catherine Ann Davis previously put out an album as The Anchoress, which was produced and written with Paul Draper of Manson fame, whom we've discussed at length previously. This album she does with the former Suede guitar maestro, Bernard Butler. And you can really hear his distinctive guitar style, along with Catherine Ann Davis's mixture of PJ Harvey and Chrissy Hynde style vocals. Keeping the guitar noise up is Kiss Me, from the album Free Now, by Brooklyner Drew Citron. Hints of My Bloody Valentine in the guitars throughout, married with melody that floats above the raucous band below. Top quality indie guitar rock, which I hope will find many receptive ears among my fellow listeners. We stay in Brooklyn for my next choice, with Wheels Roll Home, a new single from The Antlers. The title of the song perfectly encapsulates the feel and vibe found within. This song gave me serious All Is Dream era Mercury Rev flashbacks, and the relaxed and melancholic groove is just right for those darkening autumnal days. My final choice is The Only Thing, from the new album 10 Songs, by Scottish indie favourites Travis, which features one Susanna Hoffs. I know there are a few admirers of Miss Hoff's amongst the listenership of the pod, and hearing her duetting with Fran Healy here put me in mind of the Colourless albums that she did with Matthew Sweet. This is beautiful, melodic, and a reassuringly warm embrace. Just the thing to put a bow on my October selections. As ever, I look forward to hearing what you, the interns, and my fellow listeners select this month. Until next time, be sure to keep rocking the suburbs every day.
All right, thanks, Stephen.
Beautiful, thanks, Stephen. And his reverb there on the every day is getting better and better.
It is.
That's really great.
He's really upping his reverb game. Okay, we're going to start here with the Corey Taylor track, Halfway Down. All right, that is some good straight-on rock and roll.
Absolutely. I think Stephen said it right, too, that it'll appeal to the recent flourish of AC/DC stuff that's kind of flared up. But, man, that song proves that one good riff can go a long way. I mean, that was really good stuff.
Pretty simple, too. I mean, it's just all you need.
If you got it, work it. I like those lyrics, too. They were kind of cool. Yeah. You know, when your ship comes in, I'm going to drown or something. That was neat, yeah.
I like the backing vocals on it, too. That was nice.
I never in a million years, if you played that to me blindfolded, would have ever thought of Slipknot at all.
Right.
So
right.
That's kind of amazing. Yeah.
Right. Agreed. Okay. All right. Next is, who is this here? Catherine Ann Davies.
Mm-hmm. And Bernard Butler.
Mm-hmm. Yep. There you go. Sabotage Looks So Easy. Joan of Arc was a boxer. Then you say you've had a hard time. You think you are a brother. It's not like my idea of fun. You think you can't outsmart us. You know that you're a boss. All right, that's just another, you know, kind of straightforward rock tune, right?
Great segue. And, you know, Stephen said it right, I think, about his guitar playing there. You can definitely recognize that style. And interestingly, Jim, and I know we talked about this a little bit when the Bish and I were discussing XTC, but, it might be worth some time just for fun doing an episode on songs with part of the title in parentheses. I think it's so interesting, you know, when people do that. I don't know why. I just find it like... Well, why would you do that?
I don't know. I always wonder that too. Like to me, it sort of makes sense if it's considered like a subtitle, like Escape, the Pina Colada song. Like that
there
makes sense to me.
Great
right?
example. Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
when it's just a continuation of the phrase, then I don't quite get it.
Yeah, it's like the XTC song, Sergeant Rock is Gonna Help Me. Like, why is it gonna help me? So in this, I don't know.
So we should explain to the listeners here that it's Sabotage parentheses looks so easy.
Right, in parentheticals there. It looks so easy. Yeah. I don't know. I think it's interesting. It'd be fun to play around with that sometime and just try to figure out motivations behind that. But that was cool.
All right. Liked it. Okay. Next is Drew Citron with Kiss Me. So now that I got you, I know just what it is to be sold or stolen like a pirate's treasure. Yeah. think of that? That had kind of a 90s vibe to me.
Yeah. I mean, I think Steven mentioned My Bloody Valentine when he was setting that up, and I could hear that. I like the drums on that. I like that one part where they kind of stuttered. I always like songs where the drums don't necessarily go straight through. You know, I like it when they kind of change up or call attention to themselves. And I really like that one part where it kind of felt like it was breaking down just for a second there when the drums kind of stopped and they kicked back into it and the heavy guitar came in. And it was interesting. I've never heard of Drew Citron before, so I've got to find out. Right. I got to find out what this is all about. I think Steven mentioned Brooklyn.
The next one up was The Antlers.
The Antlers, yeah.
Wheels Roll Home. Lovely.
I think Steven mentioned Mercury Rev.
Yes.
And when that bass came in, man, that was total Mercury Rev vibe right there. That was cool. I like that. That boom, 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 boom. That was really nice.
That's just a really well, you know, crafted little recording there. You know, that's just really, really well done. So it shows the sort of the beauty and simplicity. So like
yeah, absolutely. And The Antlers I've actually heard of, so I'm proud of myself. And of course, the next artist I have also heard of these two. So,
all right, yeah, Travis featuring Susanna Hoffs with The Only Thing.
You are the record in the record shop nobody wants to buy. You are the metaphor, the metaphor, the metaphor, the other guy.
You call.
Another lovely tune.
Wow, that was lovely.
Something
that was really entrancing. Yeah, you gotta love that line. You were the record in the record shop no one wanted to buy. Pretty good.
I'm gonna take this moment to promote the fact that we have coming up the Suburbs Pod 1000
playlist. That's right.
That's gonna correspond with our 1000th episode.
Yeah,
where you're gonna get a playlist you can access that'll have 1000 songs handpicked by you and me. And the reason why I bring this up now is because just today, as I was compiling my half of the 1000, just today I added a Bangles song.
Oh, did you really?
I did.
Oh, that's great.
I can't tell you which one because you're gonna have to go in and find it among the 1000 songs, but
yeah,
it just reminded me of that right now.
That's cool. And I'm really glad that we're doing 1000 songs and not 1000 minutes, because I have about 5 Fela Kuti tracks that are really long, so you're gonna get your money's worth on this.
That's good. It's gonna be fun. Yeah, we'll put that out on the newsletter and other places.
Yep.
The social medias and stuff, and
it'll be fun.
You'll have like a day's worth of listening, or more than that. Yeah, probably even a couple of days worth of listening that you'll have songs that we think are good songs. So there you go.
It's going to be great.
Okay, now, thanks again to Stephen Routledge for that.
Thank you, Stephen.
Every month he calls in, makes these awesome picks. And
he's the one that kind of got all this rolling by calling in. So we owe a big debt to him on that, among other things. So.
Okay, so I mentioned one other caller this episode, and I believe he called in twice.
Great.
This is Jesse from San Antonio, and this is what he does. As soon as he hears a song, he calls in right away. It's great.
I love it.
So then sometimes he might call in again later in the month and be like, I heard another song.
Another really great one. That's cool.
Yes. All right. So here's Jesse.
Hey, Jim. Hey, Patrick. Hey, interns. And hey, Facebook community. This is Jesse down in San Antonio. Giving you a call regarding new music I just came across by a band by the name of Mipso, M-I-P-S-O. Did a little bit of research about this band. This is that they're out of North Carolina. They're a quartet. They're, I guess, what you would call indie folk or more on the folk side. I was looking. They have about five albums. They had an album just released this past Friday on October the 16th. Self-titled, called Mipso. I was listening to the song. They have in the band. They have a female and male singer, so they do alternate between tracks. A male voice, female voice. So it gives the sound a different dynamic. I definitely like it. I did come across a song by the name of Hourglass. To me, it sounds kind of like Jason Isbell-ish. However, give it a listen. Tell me what you think. All right, talk to you soon.
Are you staying up all night, staring at a candlelight? Flickers to the dawn. Ooh. Can you hear it coming down? Is it just a passing sound of the calling of the fall? Ooh. I meant to make it before, but the making's no good anymore. I meant to make it by now, but the making's no good anyhow.
That has a really nice, like, kind of groove to it. And
it really did. Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. I don't know how you'd classify that exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, they're out of North Carolina, and it's kind of got some of that rootsy quality to it, but it's also just kind of poppy, too. You know?
Yeah. It almost had, like, a feelies propulsion to it that was, like, bubbling right along. That was kind of cool. I like that. When the guitars are doing, then that, the sort of violin fiddle came in at the end there. Into the clip, anyway,
I don't really know anything about Mipso, although it looks like they've been around for a little while. This is like their fifth or sixth album or something like that.
Wow.
So,
interesting.
Nice. Okay. Now, I mentioned Jesse called in again later in the month, so...
Hey, Jim. Hey, Patrick. Interns and suburbs community. This is Jesse from San Antonio. I got into the habit of giving y'all a call multiple times per month with whatever new song I've recently found out, and hope y'all enjoy my picks. But today, I'm giving you a call about a band. We've talked about them before, I want to say sometime last year, by the name of Pup. They had an album come out last year called Morbid Stuff. They had an EP that came out just this past Friday, 23rd of October. The EP is called This Place Sucks Ass. But I wanted to just touch base really quick. There's two quick songs that I wanted to mention that caught my attention. The first one's a lead single called Rock. It's just good sounding punk, B-punk. Sounds really good. I really enjoyed it. But the other one is, I guess you'd say like an ode or a love song called AM180. It just really caught my attention with the line that says, and we'll talk about things important to us, like whatever. We'll defuse bombs and walk marathons and take on whatever together. I thought it was very sentimental. I liked it. But sounds very poppy, this particular song. But give it a listen, both those songs, and let me know what y'all think. Love y'all guys. Y'all have a good one.
And now back in the thick of it, telling everyone here, oh my God, like the grind is killing me. Practice that speech in the mirror like, I want to thank the Academy. Well, isn't it great? I'm doing something productive with my self-destruction. It's the one thing keeping me.
That is Rock by Pup.
Yeah, that's cool, man. just looking here, and I know the name was familiar, and I checked them out, but we have played them a couple times on our show off their 2019 album, Morbid Stuff. So cool.
Yes, and you can hear they're basically a pop punk kind of band, usually pretty funny, you know, lyrically and so on. They're out of Toronto. You know, it's kind of like, I don't know, they sort of remind me of like Diarrhea Planet or like a band like that that just is like full of attitude. You
Got
know what
it.
I mean?
Right, you right. Know? And they're just going to go off those cool lines. Yeah.
This album, I was just looking it up, this EP, I guess, This Place Sucks Ass, that just came out. Apparently, it's like a bunch of outtakes from their previous recording session for Morbid Stuff. So there you go.
Cool.
There's like six songs on that. And the other one that Jesse mentioned, AM180, is actually a cover of a song by Granddaddy.
I know that song. It's a great song.
There you go. So we'll play out with that today.
That's
all right?
Perfect.
All right.
Yeah. Love that. I will say two things. One, yes, Jesse, we do very much appreciate your picks and always find them really interesting. So definitely keep them coming in. And two, while looking this up on suburbspod.com, folks, you just go to suburbspod.com, you click on songs there, and you get the list of all the songs we've featured on this podcast. And it's quite a long list. We played Puppy Love by Dolly Parton at one point. And
we did?
We did. I don't remember ever doing that. But apparently in 2017, we did. So.
Oh.
When I typed in pup, I also got Puppy Love by Dolly Parton. Huh. So, amazing what you can discover.
I'll have to investigate that. I don't remember that.
Me neither.
But speaking of Dolly Parton, I don't know if you saw the news just within the last, you know, several days about how she donated $1 million to the COVID vaccine research that ended up becoming successful, one of the vaccines.
Isn't that amazing? Incredible? Yeah, it really is. That's such good use of your fame and fortune there, Dolly. She's awesome. She's a very inspirational person. Yeah, really is.
100%. Really,
really is.
Great American.
And I may have said this before on the show, but if anyone has been to Dollywood, another thing she did was she actually got all this stuff. It was in another location for the Gospel Music Hall of Fame and gave it a brand new home on the grounds of Dollywood.
Nice.
So when you visit there, it's really cool to go through there and learn about all that stuff. It's a my family was riding the rides and going down the log flume, and I was in the Gospel Music Hall of Fame by myself.
It was
cool.
Wasn't that the trip that also had the ratings of the bathrooms?
That's right. Yeah, okay. Very good, Jim. Sun Studios at the very bottom from MJ. So.
There you go. Great. Okay, so anyway, let's get back to this.
Yes.
Sorry, we're going to hear that cover song by Pup.
Great.
In a second, you're going to hear more listener new music picks the rest of the week. It's Rockin' Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenahan.
And I'm Patrick Pulse.
And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
We'll defuse bombs and walk marathons and take on whatever together.
And Alabama has a dinner theater down there, too. So if you want to, we didn't do that, but that's another thing you can do.